We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. Center fielder Will Myers will join us coming up next segment. Talk to him about his role in the leadoff spot for the Padres, playing center field here at Petco Park, and how he's enjoying San Diego so far. All of that and more coming up. You've put on a hat, Randy Jones.
Well, hey, old school, new school.
All right, let's do it. This is a new segment. Welcome to Brady Phelps on Twitter, at Lobshots, a great local fan, tweeter, blogger, all of the above.
Twitter, fan, blogger guy.
How do you like to be introduced?
I have never thought about that question. So
probably something I should have asked you before we started.
First question, and you don't have an answer.
You know what? I'm saving up my good answers for when I debate your face off.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, man.
Shots have been fired. All right, we're calling this blooper Old School, New School with Randy. And today, Brady will represent the new school.
And what's appropriate is you're wearing the old school hat.
I was going to say, you guys screwed this whole thing up already.
You're wearing all the new garb, which I refuse to wear. And I'm like,
yeah. Now, despite that, Randy, you're representing the old school point of view here. And Brady is representing the new school point of view. The first question is about Jeff Cirilla. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow. Already, right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the bat.
I got a story about that.
No, I've heard. So we got topics to debate here. All right, things that are going on around baseball, some of them more timely than others, and I want to know the old school perspective, the new school perspective, and then at the end of the thing, each argument, blooper will declare a winner of the debate. Blooper will decide whether the point goes to the old school or the point goes to the new school.
Oh, man, you are so,
so
doomed.
All right, first topic for conversation. Pitch counts for starting pitchers. Anytime a starting pitcher gets up around 100 pitches, you hear announcers start to say things like, well, he's getting close to his limit for today. So old school, starting pitchers having sort of those soft pitch counts at about 100 per start.
Well, yeah, I don't know who came up with 100, but, you know, it's established now. The only disadvantage of that is they should not put the pitch count out on the left field wall. Starting pitcher should not have any idea how many pitches he's throwing.
Hold on. You're being a little bit ambiguous here. You're saying that there should be a pitch count, but they shouldn't be able to see it?
They should not be able to see the pitch count. I mean, you're the starting pitcher and you got 92 pitches. You know you're almost out of the game. Give me a break.
So you're saying you didn't actually count the pitches you were throwing?
We didn't care. You know, we were supposed to go 9 innings. If it took 132 pitches, fine. If it took 90, that's fine, too.
So
we never counted pitches.
But have you actually answered the question? I mean, you just said about the wall being there, but do you think there should be a pitch count on pitchers?
No. Today, I understand the pitch count, but I don't like the pitch count. I mean, the whole idea of the old school was going 9 innings. That's what you want to do, you know, and whatever it takes. Nolan Ryan would throw up to 150 pitches some games,
right,
if not more.
And he pitched until he was 72.
Yeah, pretty near.
Yeah.
You know.
I've heard of Nolan Ryan.
See, the pitch count today was established. I know what they're doing. You have your specialists, your 7th, 8th, 9th inning guys. I get all that.
Yeah.
Okay. But the one thing I don't like is you're letting the starting pitcher know, well, I threw too many pitches, I'm going to come out of the game. I don't like that mentality.
All right, I see what you're saying.
They don't need that.
Hey, Mr. New School, about 100 and the guy's out?
No, I don't think so. I think it depends on the game, you know, because there are, you know, so many situational pitchers. You know, if you've got a no-hitter going, you throw 200 pitches. I don't care. I don't care how many. You get out there and you throw because you're throwing a no-no, and I just think that's like cardinal.
So you're saying in today's standards, if the guy had 130 pitches in the 7th inning, he'd still stay in if he had a no-hitter?
If he had a no-hitter? Oh, yeah. No-brainer. Let his arm fall off.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like I answered the old-school way. But
yeah, no, hey, that's fine. You don't,
let his
you don't
arm
have
fall
to,
off.
You don't have
get
to
him out there.
Hey, Blooper, who wins round one?
Randy wins.
Oh, Randy
gets
a
shocker.
Point.
The Cy Young pitcher won over the schmuck blogger over the pitching question.
Yeah, yeah. We set that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for setting me up for success Jesse. Appreciate it.
1 point. Hey, I didn't come up with these. That's all Blooper. All right, Randy gets a point. Next up, Blooper, the next. Robot umpires, balls and strikes. We've talked about this a lot this year. In favor or not of having an automated strike zone determining whether a pitch is a ball or a strike and not a human being in a mask behind a catcher. New school, what do you think?
I hate the robots, and I feel like you're going to say the same thing, but the robots, I think they're terrible. I think part of this game is the human element of the game and the you know, catcher being able to frame up a pitch like that. You completely strip that aspect of catching right out of the game, right? I mean, if you have a robot ump, it doesn't matter how well you frame something up, and it's going to be a ball or a strike. So I kind of hate the robot umps. I like the idea of the human element, and I think that we should be more focused on getting all the crappy umpires out and, you know, letting them do their jobs when they're good.
Yes. Great answer, man. Great answer. You know, hate a robot umpire. You know, I mean,
you were in favor of it 2 weeks ago. We had a whole conversation on the show.
That's when I was mad at an umpire.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
All it was. I mean, overall, it's the end of the game. The one thing, though, if we're going to keep umpires, then you got to be able to yell at them. You got to be able to argue balls and strikes.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's been a thing for a while now.
I'm talking about old school in the old days. We were always complaining and, you know, about balls and strikes. That ball's a strike, you know, all the time.
Buddy got the heave-ho in at Wrigley last weekend in the first inning, second inning, right, against Middleburg?
They're so sensitive. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Major League Baseball, if you had a robot umpire, he'd probably be able to run you, too. If he, you know, I'm not kidding. They'd probably, you're out of the game.
I actually
well,
would.
You know, there wouldn't
I
actually
would want a robot umpire if he could actually throw you out of the game. Now, I would change my answer.
For clarification purposes, I don't think anybody is suggesting there's like a physical, like Jetsons-looking robot behind the catcher that raises his hand up and says strike one, like Dutch Rennert or something.
Yeah.
It's that he... He just, you know, there's like the scoreboard tells you essentially
you know
ball
what,
or strike.
I, like the fan base, you know, they're in there and the umpire's missing. You know, they're going, kick your dog.
I personally would never get into an altercation with an umpire.
What?
I would be so against that.
Gosh.
All right. A blooper.
They're tied on that one. That's
okay, nobody gets a point.
Tied. He said
no,
I had a great answer. I crushed that one.
I agree. No, I agree. Nobody gets a point.
Jeez.
And you're both yellow.
I feel like you're totally plotting against me.
All right, so it's still 1-0, Randy. By the way, not that you, you'd be surprised by this, but these guys were not given the topics in advance.
Not that you would be surprised.
No idea.
Yeah, that's
no
shocking
clue.
Development, yeah, since they'd have no idea what they're talking about.
Coming into this completely cold. All right, next topic for debate here, old school versus new school, batting gloves. I'll give you options here. Two batting gloves, one batting glove like Will Nieves, or no batting gloves like Will Myers, who will be on the show next segment. Mr. Old School, what do you think for a guy at the plate? Two gloves, one glove, no gloves.
Well, it's fine. Batting gloves are fine. I have no problem with that. I like some of the new gloves right now, all the camo and everything that's coming out.
Shocker that you would like the camo.
Well, I'm going to mooch a pair of those for, you know, duck hunting. They'll be great.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But I think,
what
you know, overall,
batting gloves
are fine. You know, no big deal about that. I don't see that, you know. The one thing is I might make a rule that, you know, the step out of the box to adjust them. You can adjust them in the box. How does a batting glove get loose and you don't even swing a bat? You sit there like this, and you got to get out and adjust your gloves. Knock it off.
You're a pitcher. You wouldn't understand.
Jeez.
So I think one glove. One glove on whatever the bottom hand is, you know, depending on if you're lefty or righty.
So if you're righty, it would be the glove on your left hand.
Left hand, yeah, just to protect on the little – from the knobbage.
The knob?
Yeah.
The knob of the bat.
Why one glove?
I just think the one glove, it prevents – I don't remember ever getting a stinger with one glove, where if I had no gloves, I remember getting stingers. And you can't swing where
– Well, I didn't know Brady, you played that much. I didn't get your bio before we started.
Well, maybe you should have done a little research on me. Just tons and tons of bats.
Really?
Yeah, I was a Little League legend, man.
Were you?
Yeah, don't mess around with my Little League.
You're talking about softball and that aluminum bat.
I know. No. I don't play softball.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, no, I'm a man.
Just checking.
He's in a kickball league. It's totally different. But, yeah, no, like the one batting glove, Will Nieves. I actually asked Will about that the other day. I was like, well, you know, what's he said he likes having the feel on the top hand. It helps him, you know, control the swing a little bit more if he's able to feel on the top hand. But he likes, as you said, you know, I think for some of the support there on the bottom.
Yeah, the knob
the one
protection.
Glove. All right. Blooper, I'm going to give a point to Brady on that one. We're
that's
all tied
fine.
Up.
Personally, I think it was a weak question.
1-1.
Blooper.
Yeah, I mean, he came up with all of them, so that's on him. All right, let's continue.
Thanks, Jesse.
Old school versus new school right there. You guys are tied. 1-1, bat flips. Yasiel Puig is sort of the guy we all talk about, but, of course, he's not the only one. There are tosses and flips. I think one of the new things that everybody on the Internet loves in South Korea, in their league, the bat flips have become like a part of the game in that like everybody's trying to one up each other and it's not nobody seems to be upset about it. It's become a fun part of it there, part of the culture there. So bat flips, and we can sort of extend this to just general exuberance after home runs. Mr. New School, we'll start with you. What do you make of the flippage after a homer?
I can't get enough bat flips. I want more bat flips. I was so I shed a tear when I saw Puig say that he was going to tone his bat flips down. I want bat flips that are flying so high up in the air. I want them on long foul balls. I love the bat. I mean, at Upton, he's got a serious bat flip. He's got like an addict. Like he'll hit it and then he'll kind of throw it down.
It's
I mean, you have the
bat. Chuck.
Yeah, it's a huge a chuck flip. I guess I don't know. I love them.
A chuck flip.
Yeah, I'm
a bat
I'm
chuck.
Coin that. coined that phrase.
Hey, I'll tell you what, a bat flip is really good. You know, that guy should get knocked on his butt every time he comes back.
Yeah, I need to say that.
Straighten him up. And you start bat flipping, showing the pitcher up.
But why is he showing the pitcher up? Why is he? Why can't he just celebrate something he did?
You know, be professional about it.
No way. What does professional mean? It's a kid's game. We say it all the time. Why can't he have fun like a kid?
If I'm on the mound, a guy flips his bat up after hitting one out. You know,
where's it coming?
I know where he's. You know, he's going on his butt. I'm gonna get.
Is it between the numbers?
No, you're right here. I'm not gonna hit him.
Oh, okay. Just brush him back.
I don't appreciate that.
You're not even gonna hit him?
No.
Man, have a little conviction if you're that mad about it.
I have good enough square. You don't have to hit him.
Okay.
How about
pitchers today? They don't know how to pitch inside without hitting somebody.
How about the other day with the Orioles and the Blue Jays? Bautista gets knocked down, and then he homers, and then the guy like yells at him for pimping the home run.
Right.
And I'm like, no, man, you just threw under his chin, and then he hit one 430
feet.
He
threw behind his back.
That's what it was. That's right. He threw behind him.
His back, and then it was amazing.
And then he got mad when he pimped it a little bit.
He should have gotten mad.
Yeah.
Why?
I must have been a really bad pitch. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you can knock a guy down, but don't feed him one right down the middle right after that.
I think it was two pitches later.
Yeah. It got away a little.
Able to hit another corner.
That was awesome. All right, so bat flips. Blooper, who gets the point for bat flips?
Brady.
All right, 2-1. Brady Phelps is leading.
Don't call
it a
comeback.
Because you like him, Blooper. Don't call it a comeback. New school weasel.
At lob shots. All right, two more to go here. Let's try and power through these. The in-between inning clock, 2 minutes, 25 seconds to try and improve the pace of game.
It's going
to
save at least 4.5 minutes every game, I guarantee you. MLB will come out 4.5 minutes. That's what we're saving, folks. That's what that clock.
So are you in favor of it?
It's worthless. It's just a joke. We just wasted thousands of dollars putting these little stupid clocks in here.
Did you pay for it?
It's ridiculous.
Why does it bother you, though? Sorry, I got to let Brady argue. I'm sorry.
It's irritating.
I think that it's no big deal at all. It's in between innings. Just speed it up a little bit. It's not like they're doing it to the pitchers, like off the mound telling you to speed up your game. I think if they did that, I would have a problem with it. But the in-between innings, like, quit lollygagging around.
Your answer for speeding the game up, give me a break.
I don't think that that is the perfect answer, but it has sped up the game. I mean, they've done math on it.
All right.
I know that's not much, but
the bean counters have said there's about 8 minutes on average.
Eight.
No, just double down on your little Sally estimate.
Where do they get eight?
From science?
From math.
Mathematics.
Calculators, abacuses.
I wonder how many hitters have been fined for stepping out of the box. Did they start finding them yet?
No, they've been sending warning letters.
Warning letters.
That's the way they've been handling it. I believe Derek Norris has received one.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I would like to see that letter.
Yeah, no, it'd be kind of a funny thing.
All
right. Blooper, who gets a point there?
Randy.
No way. I know you're trying to set up a tie going into
Randy.
The last one.
Thanks, Jesse.
Blooper. Jesse, stay out of this.
Why did I make him in charge of points? He can't even count to three. All right. 2-2 going into the last one. All right. Here you go. I can see.
Oh, you already know what's going to happen. I don't know. What is going to happen?
Brown or blue?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, your outfits speak for themselves, I guess. Randy's in the current look. Brady, who's new school. Mind game, somebody called it on Twitter, Gavin.
Right.
You're in the brown and orange.
Yeah.
You're in the way back Wednesday hat.
I would think, yes, I am. That's a good poll. I would think that you
this
would
Wednesday
the
at
same
Petco
as me.
Park, tickets available at Padres.com.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Way back Wednesday. Come for this. This is an original, by the way.
That's a real deal, ladies. You got the mesh back there.
86, yeah.
What do you mean an original?
I mean, it was actually made in like 85 or 86,
okay.
Not like, you know.
It's not a throwback.
It's not a store or somewhere.
The thrift store, maybe.
Yeah, we didn't wear
those. It's called a homemade throwback.
Well, you weren't on the team in 85.
Yeah, but I know what I was here.
Well, I'm not saying that they were worn on the field.
I've got that hat at home. Come on.
All right, your hat is terrible, by the way, that camo underbrow with the blue. Anyway, brown is the obvious answer here. It's an identity that the city has had and no longer has. Now we're just a different shade of Dodger blue, and it's pathetic.
And I don't disagree. I'm big on the brown and gold.
That's a nice pullover, you got there, the
my
blue
whole
and white
career.
One.
I represent the Padres now. I work for the San Diego Padres.
Right.
And
I don't.
I go with
although
the flow.
I have been accused of that.
Yeah, you're a sellout. No, you're a shill.
But brown and gold, I'd like to see that implemented and come back in some way.
Me too.
In the Padres uniform.
All right. Hey, we all agree on that one. So, Blooper, who's the winner?
Randy, because I'm afraid he'll yell at me next time he's on.
All right. That's fair. Congratulations, Randy Jones. You've won the inaugural old school, new school, even though somehow the last question you guys said the exact same thing, and he declared a winner nonetheless.
Yeah, but he knows, you know, I will call him a weasel blooper.
He's afraid of Randy. This is That's all right.
Brushing back. He's afraid.
Hey, I had a lot of fun being here regardless.
Well, we appreciate it. Brady, of course, is on Twitter at Lobshots. Thanks for hanging out, man. You were
a
good sport.
Yeah.
You represented the new school very well.
Thanks, buddy.
I love it.
You know what? This proves, guys, it proves that old school and new school, we're not so different.
Oh, there's a lesson to be learned here.
Absolutely.
The more you know.
Hey, you had your way. You'd want me to wear brown every show.
Yes. And full uniform. 1970
stirrups, the whole thing, the gold sandies.
I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, like we got to take a break. When we come back, Will Myers will join us. The Padres center fielder will be on the couch. During your next visit to Petco Park, make sure to check out one of the new hidden gems. It's the Hideaway, presented by Deep Eddy Vodka. Grab a cocktail and sushi from the all-new Zenbu Sushi, located inside the Hideaway, and watch the game from this field-facing restaurant and bar. Get to watch the game, enjoy some great food and drink. What could be bad? We'll take a break when we come back. Will Myers. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park.